This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today we're going to talk about wellness and beauty and how women can regain control of their health. Joining us today is Kat Ostromova, who is a renowned women's wellness coach, hormonal imbalance specialist, keynote speaker, and panelist who has dedicated her life to helping women regain control of their health. Having battled hypothyroidism for over a decade, Kat understands firsthand the physical and emotional toll that hormonal imbalances, I think I was just having one 5 minutes ago, can take. Rather than letting her condition define her, she made a commitment to transform her lifestyle and mindset. And she did all of this really through discipline, education, and self-care. She overcame the challenges of her diagnosis and went on to compete at the World's Beauty Fitness Fashion WBFF competition, where she secured multiple top three finishes across various categories. Her personal journey from struggle to success fuels her passion for helping all other women overcome similar challenges. And as the founder and CEO of Kat International Wellness, Kat's built a thriving online coaching platform that all of you can access, and you'll learn how, that empowers thousands of women worldwide through the Kat International Fitness app. So you go to your phone, she's going to tell you how to do this, and you can literally access it right there. She offers customized fitness and nutrition programs, mindset coaching, and a line of professional grade resistance bands to help women achieve their health and wellness goals, specializing in hormonal imbalances such as hypothyroidism, PCOS, and metabolic disorders. Kat provides science-backed, personalized strategies that support sustainable results, increased energy, and improved overall well-being. Sign me up. Her innovative approach has earned her a reputation as a leader in the fitness and wellness industry with a niche focus on women's hormonal imbalances. Kat's impact has been recognized through numerous prestigious awards. In 2024, she was named Canada's top fitness trainer, a testament to her expertise and dedication in the field. She was also the recipient of the 2023 Waterfront Magazine People's Choice Award in the health and fitness category. And in addition, she has been featured in Inside Fitness Magazine's Hot and Fit 100, as well as Fit and Firm Magazine. Her insights have been shared across major publications, podcasts, national television, and radio interviews, solidifying her as an authority in the wellness industry. Beyond coaching, Kat is also a sponsored athlete for Goldie Nutrition, Rival Nutrition, and Six Pack Fitness Bags, representing top wellness brands in Canada and the US. With an unwavering commitment to empowering women, Kat continues to inspire, educate, and transform lives on a global scale. Kat, welcome to Finding Your Bliss. Delighted to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Judy. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction.
Well, it's so impressive all that you've done. And I want to congratulate you first off on all of this.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering if you can just take us back for a moment and tell us about your mission and why you founded Kat International Wellness.
Well, the mission is to empower, inspire, educate, and guide women who are suffering with hormonal imbalances and afflictions of such conditions through accountability, touch points, and custom program. But the reason why this was all born is because I have my own suffering with hypothyroidism that I've suffered with really since I was a teenager. At the age of 17, I finally got diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, which is an overactive thyroid condition. And due to an unsuccessful radioactive iodine treatment, that condition then morphed into hypothyroidism at the age of 19.
Wow.
And from the age of 19 until I was 29, so those 10 years, I say, like, like I was robbed of my 20s, the years that you're supposed to thrive and live your best life and meet new people and travel. I just felt like I was held back by this terrible disease. And unfortunately, I felt very much alone because it is a silent condition. Most hormonal imbalances are because we never talk about it. And, you know, symptoms such as feeling tired all the time or depression, anxiety, we brush it off and say that it's because we have a stressful job or someone in our lives stressing us out, or maybe there are financial issues, but we don't actually look at and think about it as from a medical perspective that it could be a hormonal imbalance. And so as you, when you were introducing me, as you said, I, through education and trying things on my own, got better and enrolled into WBFF as one of the goals to keep striving to become the best version of myself when I started to feel finally better. But then the mission has become to help other women, because so many have reached out throughout my own transformation journey saying that they also have the same symptoms, like hair is falling out, they're gaining weight uncontrollably, they're unable to lose weight, they have joint pain, muscle weakness, and they would say, you know, I feel and look like you're before. And if you can do it, now you've given me the hope that I could do it too. But how did you do it? And can you help me? And so I realized very quickly on that there was a gap in the health and wellness and fitness industry back in the day, because we were all told all the time, just eat less and work out more. Calories in versus calories out. But that is not the case when it comes to dealing with hormonal imbalances such as hypothyroidism and PCOS. There's a whole science behind it.
Wow, it's incredible. So you really turn this pain into purpose. And I always say, once you're living on and in purpose, you can't go wrong, right? Because you're on a mission, you're focused. And also, when you're serving others, using all of your unique gifts and talents and capabilities, you can't help but be successful, be happy, and make other people happy and healthy. So how did you transform yourself into one of the country's top women's wellness coaches? That's a pretty incredible thing.
Honestly, I can't believe it to this day. And I'm blown away. And that was never the mission. That never even crossed my mind. The whole thing was about helping women thrive and really seeing them transform their lives, mind, body, and soul. And throughout the results and the happy clients, a few started to just nominate me here and there for some awards or recognitions. And then bigger corporations, companies started to recognize it. And I just feel super blessed to be able to recognize as one of the top. And I just, the mission continues.
I love that. I love when you talk about personalized wellness. And this is so, it really resonated with me, and why one size fits all plans really don't work for women. Can you say more about this?
Yes, absolutely. So even with, for example, let's take PCOS. PCOS is one of the most common endocrine disorders, or in other words, most common hormonal imbalances. Just in Canada alone, 1.4 million women have PCOS.
Wow.
And essentially what it stands for is polycystic ovarian syndrome. And one woman with PCOS can do certain things that other would not. And so everyone's body reacts very differently. Sure. We also have very different schedules, which when it comes to our mornings, what time we wake up, when we go to bed, our eating times, right? So what works for one person wouldn't work for another. It's the same thing as back in the day, as I said, calories in versus calories out. So just to kind of paint a picture here, for example, dairy is deemed inflammatory. Right. And we would think that because it's an inflammatory ingredient, then we shouldn't be including it into our diet if we have inflammation in our body, which is present, let's say, in PCOS.
Yes.
But some clients are able to handle dairy. And this is why that there needs to be such a customized, a personalized approach when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to lifestyle as well. What time do they work out? What time can they eat their meals? What time will they go to bed? Again, busy moms, my corporate queens, we all have different schedules.
Totally, totally. We're not cookie cutters, right? We're all individual snowflakes. What does your own personalized wellness routine look like? Like, what do you do for yourself? What's a typical day in the life of Kat?
Well, I'm a strong believer in a very strong and intentional morning routine. I really believe the way you start your morning is how your entire day is going to go. And that's something that I do recommend to most of my clients. Again, of course, depending on the schedule, like new mommies, forget about it. But majority of the women, I do recommend a strong morning routine. And for me, that means waking up and having 1 liter of water upon waking before I have any other drinks to get things moving, to detox my body. Of course, I didn't start off with 1 liter of water. I mean, you have to work your way up there. And then I go on to my positive affirmations before I look at my phone or talk or my emails. That's just my slow morning for me to really set intention and set the tone for the day. And after that, I actually head upstairs to the gym. I live in a condo, so I do have the luxury of having a gym in the building, and I get my movement done. Whether it's just 30 to 45 minutes of low intensity, steady state cardio, let's say on the treadmill, or I would combine my actual strength training workout with cardio, depending on how busy my day is. Once I'm done those things, I now feel ready and set for the day, and that I almost have the shield of resilience to be able to handle all the stressors of the day, because the goals of the day, I'm happy, I'm in peace, and my nervous system is regulated.
I love that. That said so beautifully. What time would all of this start for you? And I know, again, people aren't cookie cutters. It has to work for each individual woman. But what time for you would this begin?
Yeah. So I'm, again, very blessed to have my own business and set my own schedule. So I do block my calendar off from about 8 a.m. till noon. And that's my time. And of course, when I was building my business and I was in the trenches of it all, and you know, that hustle mentality, that would be limited to about 2 hours first thing in the morning. Now I have the luxury to expand it a little bit further. But I do tend to work later into the evenings, of course, because I also conduct consultation calls with women who are looking to get started on their custom journeys. And I know that a lot of them are very busy and have daytime jobs, so they'll need to do the call with me in the evening. So that's why the morning is for myself, but then closer to the evening time, that's blocked off for my one-on-one clients.
That's so cool. Are you involved at all in meditation or yoga? You know, at the beginning, we did some breathing off the top. Is that part of your day, whether it's in the morning or at night?
Yeah. So I do like my yoga kind of slow stretch routine in the morning. So along with my either list cardio, I do a little bit of a yoga flow. Nice. Or if I do an entire workout, I do finish with that as well. I love
That's
it.
So
breath work
great.
Is fantastic to regulate your nervous system as well.
That's so great. Yeah, I believe in that as well. I just have to add the 10,000 steps. And I find I do the 10,000 steps and I do it all, and then I fall off a little bit and I have to get back on. But I love the idea of you saying, make it part of your morning routine. Just carve out those 2 hours, the way you would carve out a dentist appointment or something that you're doing that's in your day.
Exactly.
Right?
You're literally speaking my language. I call it my daily non-negotiables in order for me to function and show up as my best self for everything and everybody else. What are those daily non-negotiables and foundations that you need to do for you to feel your best, to take even better care of everybody else?
So great. I also saw you showed a wonderful morning routine on breakfast television. And I think you kind of just said what you did, but you actually demonstrated that morning routine. Can you just take us through? I know it was very similar to what you just said, but what did you say on that show about how to start the day off right?
Yeah. So the positive affirmations is one thing that sets the confidence for the day, right? So before you head out anywhere, or my clients sometimes were in there in the rush while they're just getting ready for the day or brushing their teeth, they're just looking in the mirror, but now they're saying their affirmations. And it can be just very simple, something like, I'm strong, I am powerful, I am beautiful. And now you've have this like stance and you feel stronger and you're ready to take on your day. Also, when I do my like skincare routine, I do a little bit of a lymphatic drainage on the face, and tapping the face and pressing on the lymph nodes to get everything flowing and detox and depuff in the mornings to get the flow of water retention out of the skin as well.
That's great. Do you teach women how to do that? I love that lymphatic drainage. And I have somebody who normally does it for me. Can you learn how to do it to yourself? And do you have part of that in your app?
I don't have it part of my app, but I am working with a lymphatic drainage therapist who actually comes over to my house because I have made it as part of my weekly routine.
Wow.
And it does wonders for hormonal imbalance, such as hypothyroidism, because we tend to retain more water when we have it. And so she comes over and she does my entire lymphatic drainage, but it is so easy to learn it yourself and it doesn't have to be long. That morning routine that I shared on breakfast television was 5 minutes long, five-minute morning reset, some breath work, lymphatic drainage on the face, and positive affirmations to get you going for the day.
I love that. And I also love, I have to tell you this, on your website, and tell everyone what your website is.
It's catinternationalwellness.com.
Okay, great. You're wearing a hot pink workout outfit. Okay, I love that outfit. So my question is, can anybody, where can we get this hot pink outfit? Because that outfit made me want to start working out again. It looks so
great. Oh my
great.
Goodness. Believe it or not, it is so old. I actually purchased it on like a random Instagram page back in the day when I was in the midst of my transformation and I was competing for the WBFF. And it was sort of like an inspiration. That color was an inspiration for my brand color. And everything was kind of born from it. Isn't it interesting? What can inspire us?
It honestly inspired me. I was like, you know what? If I was wearing a hot pink outfit like that, I could get those 10,000 steps and my weights, my 15 minutes done. I know it. And I also want to congratulate you on your website. It really is beautifully put together. And I encourage everyone to take a look. I love all of the pinks. And I also love the fact that you break down the plans and the programs so well. Can you briefly tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, absolutely. So my main program, which is my mission and my baby, is the one-on-one custom coaching for women. And that starts off with a free consultation call with me where we talk about your areas of frustrations, your goals, and what does the best version of yourself look like for you. Nice. And then based on that, I would create this customized approach for you with nutrition and meal plan and lifestyle changes, lifestyle coaching as well, to get you to the point where it becomes a daily routine and then eventually a lifestyle long after my help is no longer needed. So that's nice. The customized approach. And then we do have a few general style programs inside the app for women who are more on the go. They don't want that one-on-one accountability and support, or just cannot allot the time in their busy schedule. So they can use the general style program, such as the All Access on Demand membership, where they have access inside the app to hundreds of different workouts, exercises, whether it's from home, at the gym, with whatever equipment that they have, plus meal plans and hundreds of recipes as well.
That sounds so great. You know, sometimes, Kat, we turn everything into a big beluga when in fact there are simple lifestyle shifts that you can utilize to support hormone harmony, such as nutrition, movement, and mindset. Just briefly, can you tell us a bit more about some of the things we can do just to simplify?
Absolutely. Wellness does not need to be complicated. It's just about choosing one or two habits and being consistent with it. Just what we've mentioned, for example, 10,000 steps. If that's what you're aiming for, we also don't expect for you to all of a sudden go from, let's say, 1,000 steps a day to 10,000 steps a day by tomorrow morning. That is setting yourself up for failure. But what you can do is called habit stacking. So instead of, let's say, 1,000 steps, you're going to then do 2,000 steps tomorrow, 3,000 steps the next day, and build your way up to that. So that's the habits that you're going to learn. And same thing when it comes to with hormonal imbalances, movement, nutrition, mindfulness is what's going to make the biggest changes for you in your lifestyle.
Absolutely. Has there been a standout moment, a rewarding moment with a woman that you've worked with when helping her achieve all of this wellness and hormone harmony that just was a bit of an epiphany for you?
Multiple, actually. It happens a lot, and I'm so blessed that it does. I think one that stands out, Angela, she knows who she is. She wouldn't mind me sharing this. She has PCOS, and she was told, so one of the symptoms of PCOS is infertility, and she was told that she will never be able to have a baby. And so we were working together and got her healthy and controlled her PCOS, and she had her baby, Brielle. And now she just gave birth to her second baby a few months ago. So now she's had two, from being told zero kids.
Oh, that's so great.
Now two beautiful baby girls. And then there's another client in North Carolina, Anne Marie. She has hypothyroidism and she struggled for over 15 years and just kind of beating her head against the wall, being told that she's never going to be able to lose weight. Anxiety and depression are just symptoms of it. Accept it. Just take one pill of Synthroid a day. And she's in a very, very dark place. And again, I know she doesn't mind me sharing this because it's on my website too with her full story and testimonial. And we talked 4 or 5 years ago, right before Christmas, and she went on my plan and she just went with it. And now she has such a thriving lifestyle. She's dropped over 80 pounds and she doesn't feel anxious anymore. She doesn't have
depression
anymore. Her thyroid levels are regulated. She started a side hustle. She has her dream partner and she just fell in love with herself again. And these are the stories. These are the transformations that keep me going, because we all know if you run your own business, you know how hard it can be. And there are numerous times in a week even when you're like, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing this for. I want to throw in the towel and maybe I don't want to do this anymore and I just can't take it. But when transformations like these happen and these women feel happy again and they fall in love with their lives again, how can you stop? It is the most rewarding thing ever. You just know you're on the right path and the right mission.
I love that. I love that you do this. There's a question that we ask every guest at the end of the show. And of course, I'm going to ask it to you now. What is bliss for Kat Ostromova?
Bliss for me is just living in full alignment with my values, with my dreams, with my health, and most of all, again, with my mission to empower these women on their health and wellness journey. To me, that is a blissful life.
I love that. Kat, you're a very inspiring person, and we're so grateful that you were here today. What is the best way for people to contact you, connect with you on social media, and also to get involved with your app and to start doing this?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Judy. Likewise. And my website again is katinternationalwellness.com, where you can find all of the information on all the programs that I do and I have. And of course, my Instagram, I use it as my daily journal. So you can always contact me there, send me a DM. Nice. And that's Kat Ostromova.
That's so fantastic. I want to thank you so much, Kat, for being on the show today. It's really been like kind of enlivening and rejuvenating to have you here.
Thank
so maybe
you
I
so
feel
much.
Like I've just had lymphatic drainage just in this conversation. Thank
I
you
love
so
that.
Much.
Thank you, Judy. So nice to meet you.
You as well. Thank you so much. We're going to go on a short commercial break, more with Finding Your Bliss and super talented singer-songwriter Lucy Ellis when we come back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And we're now joined by the very talented singer-songwriter, Lucy Ellis. Before we hear about Lucy, I just want to give a quick shout out to our awesome segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. Thanks, Ashford Cleaners, for sponsoring this segment of Finding Your Bliss. Ashford Cleaners is Toronto's best dry cleaner with hand-finished detailing, laundry, tailoring, you name it, and they'll take care of it, always going the extra mile to make sure that you leave with a smile on your face. And they also offer you, and this is amazing, free pickup and delivery. So it's so easy to keep your entire closet ship shape and ready to go. Thanks, Ashford. So Lucy Ellis is a singer, songwriter, and composer based in Toronto. She grew up playing classical piano up to grade 10, Royal Conservatory of Music, and jazz standards at retirement homes, love that, while making songs on GarageBand to show to her teachers during recess. Her biggest influences growing up were movie scores, love that as well. They made her feel like whatever she was going through was part of a greater story, like a movie. During the pandemic, Lucy produced covers with arrangements that were uniquely hers, adding a jazzy twist or an underscore of cinematic strings. During that time, she was diagnosed with depression and began writing originals to figure out how she was feeling, influenced by songwriters like Paul Simon, You Speak My Language, and poetry that she enjoyed in high school, like the poems of Robert Frost. Writing helped her make sense of things, sort things out, as it were, and she started to post her original songs on YouTube. Since beginning to post, and this is pretty amazing, she's gained over 150 subscribers, 20,000 video plays. Is that right? 20,000?
It's 150,000 subscribers and 20 million.
Oh, my. 20 million. Oh, yeah. My goodness. I was impressed with the other numbers. Okay, even more. And a placement in HBO's Made for Love. She's collaborated with Juno-nominated artists Connor Price and Alex Bird, and she frequently collaborates with the SOCAN and CSA award-winning Ari Posner. Above all, she found a community of fans worldwide who related to lyrics she wrote about feeling alone. So while she writes music to heal, she also writes knowing that it might reach others too and do what music did for her growing up. That's fabulous. With Ari Posner and his background in scoring for film and TV, Lucy co-produced her debut EP, Come of Age, and found her genre folk with a film score twist. Since its release, she's gotten 9 million, I want everyone to hear that, 9 million combined streams. Now she continues to produce for her YouTube channel, score short films, and play around Toronto. She is currently a participant in RBC's Music's First Up program and is in the Developing Artist program this year with Folk Canada. She's always writing and can't wait to share her new originals this year. Lucy, welcome to Finding Your Bliss. What a delight to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I love your story and how one of your greatest influences was listening to movie scores. Film scores really are like a masterful education on how to combine strings and bass and woodwinds, percussion and more. And this was all part of the backdrop of your musical journey. Can you tell us more about how this helped improve your songwriting structure, pacing, and your ability to create these beautiful sounds?
Yeah, I think what helped me the most was a combination of listening to music all the time and feeling like I sort of need to listen to music to help me sort through my own feelings. The combination of doing that and writing music, as bad as it was when I had started, it was really, really important for me to do it just so that I could kind of understand myself a little bit more, I think. When I was, you know, feeling an emotion that I didn't know really how to put the words to, sometimes for me, a melody would come first and I could explore it that way. And then from there, I could take lyrics and see what works. And kind of a weird way of journaling, I guess. So it was something that really, really helped me sort of growing up and continues to help me. And what I think, I guess, makes me better at it from day to day is just continuing to write and writing bad songs and, you know, writing okay songs and just writing and writing and writing and listening. I think those are the most important things for me.
What you've just said is so important for other artists to hear and other songwriters and singers to hear, that writing bad songs, like, it doesn't all have to be, you know, the A-plus material, and that's how you learn. And that's such a powerful, like, I'm a life coach, and what you just said is such a great thing for so many people who are so perfectionistic that sometimes they don't write because they don't like what they've written. It's not good enough, but you keep going, and it's really an amazing thing. Really tremendous that you know that at such a young age. Who were some of your musical influences? You say you, and I get the sense there were some folk artists as well in there, but who would you say were your top couple of people that you would, that were your go-tos?
My go-tos in terms of lyricists, songwriters, musicians that I really look up to in that way, the lyrics of Paul Simon are always so inspirational to me. Same with Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell. They have such beautiful ways of describing things. And I take a lot of inspiration from that. Another place that I get my lyrics from is I would read a lot of poetry growing up in high school. And something that always got me was nature imagery, because I love spending time outdoors. And the poems of Robert Frost were always really, really fascinating to me.
Wow.
So I get my lyrical inspiration from those songwriters and also from some poets. And musically, one of my favorite artists growing up is Canadian. His name is Jean-Michel Blais, and he does a lot of really fascinating contemporary piano.
Wow.
And to have those kinds of things as sort of underscores to my guitar, like, I really like to sort of combine everything that I like and make it its own thing, I'd say.
You also have a little bit of a love for jazz, and you've got this jazzy thing going on as well. So who are some of the jazz greats that you would look to?
I love Nina Simone, I think, is probably my number one, my number one artist. Yes. When I would play in the old folks' homes, they would have a lot of requests for me. And at the time, I didn't really know any of them because I wasn't really looking into that kind of music. And they sort of brought me out of my shell, I think, musically, and introduced me to a lot of really, really amazing songs, amazing standards. And Nina Simone in particular, because she puts a lot of classical influence in her songs. In her solos, you can hear that she grew up playing classical piano. And I also grew up playing classical piano. So having that sort of appreciation for those styles of music within other genres, I think the sort of genre bending of her music between jazz and classical and some of her songs is so amazing. Yeah.
So your parents did you a huge favor pushing the classical musical, but I'm wondering, was it them pushing you or was it you pushing yourself?
Well, in the beginning, it was definitely them pushing me for the piano lessons. So my advice to anybody out there in piano lessons who isn't enjoying them, just stick it through because it's going to give you so many tools in the future. If you ever want to get into writing your own music, I find that my background in piano theory and everything has been so helpful to me. I used to teach piano as well to young kids, and that's something that I would always try to tell them as well, like, you know, really stick it through and try to be creative through all of your musical studies as well, because being creative in music is, I think, one of the most beautiful things in life, period. So they pushed me on it for a good long time. And then after a while, I started doing it on my own all the time. And now it's definitely, I've made it my own and I'm continuing to do it.
That's so great. I have to tell you, so my daughter is a musical theater singer. She lives in New York City and she's got her O-1 visa, so she's staying there for a while. And she was taught for a number of years by Elaine Overholt, the vocal coach to the stars. And she always would say, it's really important to be a singer, but there's lots of singers. But if you can also accompany yourself and be comfortable on the piano, you've just got an edge. And she would always really push the, so she would love what you're saying. I have to send this to her. But yeah, that's really cool. So we all know that music has a tremendous ability to provide comfort in times of stress. We all know that. You turn to your music, whatever it may be. And you have suggested that music really helped you when you were diagnosed with depression. How did music help you figure out what you were feeling and really provide comfort for you in times of the distress that you went through in your life, in your young life?
Yeah, I think when I was going through that period of time, it also happened to be during the pandemic. So it was kind of the double whammy of having the mental illness and being so isolated at the same time.
Yes.
One of the only ways I could really find to think through and talk through what I was feeling, the only way I could really identify what I was feeling was through like playing it out on the piano or trying to find lyrics in that way. I said before, it's kind of like a form of journaling, but the way I kind of like to think of it is when you're journaling, you're just sort of writing how you feel. Mm-hmm. When you're writing a song, if you're writing a song that has rhymes, sometimes the rhyming lines that I find when I write songs are ways of thinking that I never would have thought of on my own.
So I'll
need to find a word that rhymes with this word and I'll come across this word that I would never have originally used to describe how I felt. And in turn, writing the song will actually tell me more about how I'm feeling than I could have ever thought of on my own. So I think it's like such a crazy, like magical thing to get to do. And I honestly think that it can help anybody in that situation. Like, again, like even if like, cause I, during that time I was writing really, really, I mean, in my opinion, pretty bad songs that I would never post. Like nobody will ever see them. They will never see the light of day. It's fine. But it doesn't mean that they didn't help me through those times in really, really huge ways. So whether it's writing or listening, it's super, super, it's vital, I think.
It's so great, again, because it's so funny. You could be a coach because what you're saying is it really could help a lot of people. So it helped you and you were writing. It didn't matter if they were like, you know, Juno award-winning songs. That wasn't the point. They helped you heal. They helped you process. They also helped you, yeah. I'm sure, with songwriting and doing it, right? Just the practice of doing it. And what a wonderful thing. And I think that rhyming thing is really cool. Like, I'm sure someone could say there's some left brain, right brain thing happening yeah. there, right?
For sure.
It's cathartic, it's healing, but also maybe even distracting you from your worry because mm-hmm. you're thinking, you're using your mind to figure out those rhymes. And it's quite brilliant. So I think that's fabulous. And because a lot of artists just shut down during COVID. And I know this because we interview a lot of songwriters and musical theater mm-hmm. artists and pop singers and all kinds of singers. And I know of singers that they didn't know what to do. They couldn't perform. So they yeah. went into, and I'm talking about some very, you know, well-known people that you would know of, went into deep dives of depression because they couldn't do the very thing that they're put on this planet to do. They didn't know how to do anything else. So it was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
But you found a way to utilize those skills. And so what, when you came out from all of it at the end of COVID, you're still this fabulous artist who's gotten all this great practice and experience. So I just think that's so, so smart and so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a real believer, and I have a lot of young artists on the show like you. You know, I'm very young, but I'm not your age. I'm old enough to be your mother or perhaps even more than that. But I think of myself as 25, which is a bit of a problem. But anyway, so I am a real believer in posting online on TikTok, on Instagram, on everywhere, even on the antiquated Facebook to help build a fan base. And I think you knew that instinctively. How did your experience in posting music online help you build your fan base and also give you confidence in what you were doing?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I originally started posting music because I was just making a lot of things and I think I just wanted somewhere to put them. And it was also like a time where I wanted to share things with family overseas, that kind of thing. So I'd put things up on YouTube for that reason. It was really kind of a way to keep track of my progress producing my own music. I didn't go into it with the objective of getting a big following, I don't think. And I think that that's maybe an important thing to keep in mind. If someone's wants to start posting and wants a big following, you should think of another reason why you want to be posting as well.
Yes.
For me, it was because I love making music. I love making songs and I want to post it for that reason. And I think there's all the talk about the algorithm and all that stuff. It was a bit of a fluke that one of my videos got picked up, but I think when you do sort of get that first little bit of traction, what I like to do is I like to reply or at least put a heart on every single comment that I get.
Nice.
So
nice.
People know that I'm like a real person on the other side,
right.
Hearing them. And there's even, you know, subscribers that I've had my channel for 5 years now that I recognize through the videos and we're all kind of growing up together.
That's so
and
good.
Hearing them, you know, resonate with my original songs and be able to kind of tell me that I've improved a lot since I started playing and that kind of thing.
That's so cool.
Has been super, super special. So I always recommend, I mean, posting, sharing anything you make, especially creatively. I think there's a lot of it in the world, but there can always be more of it. And I think it's just such a nice thing to share and connect over.
So great.
Yeah.
When you say one of your videos got picked up, do you mean that that video went viral? Can you tell us more about that? Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break. And when we come back, we'll hear about Lucy's incredible viral hit song. We'll be right back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back. This is Finding Your Bliss, of course, on Zoomer Radio AM 740. And I'm here with singer-songwriter Lucy Ellis. And just before the break, Lucy, I asked you about that awesome video that went viral. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I did a cover of Just the Two of Us. which was a song that I had always wanted to do. It ended up getting picked up by YouTube's algorithm. I think somebody had posted it on Reddit. It got to the top of some Reddit thing, and then it got a lot of people to start coming over to my channel and checking out the music. And I remember when it like hit 1 million views, I completely freaked out because I was like, oh man, it's continued to go up since then at like something like 12 million right now. And I can't even fathom like that amount of, I can't even fathom like 1,000 people. So I think it's fine. Like, I don't think it's, honestly, I don't think there's anything really special about that cover. For some reason, people like it. It's gotten a whole bunch of views, and it's, I guess, drawn a lot of people to my page and to me as an artist. Wow, and I meet people at shows that say that they discovered my music through that one cover. So I always thank that cover for, you know, bringing more people to my music. I'm very, very grateful for that. Got picked up by an HBO show, also gave it a sync placement in one of their TV shows called Made for Love, which was also a really crazy experience and something that I've always kind of dreamed about, to have my song on a show. So that song, although I did not intend for it to ever go anywhere, has brought me a lot of good things for sure.
So I'm going to tell our producer that I would love to insert a little snippet, an excerpt from just the two of us. Let's place it right here because I think it'd be really nice. So everyone, all of our listeners, I'd love you to hear a little piece of Lucy's wonderful cover of Just the Two of Us right now.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I wanna spend some time with you, just the two of us.
So to post these videos, did you just point and shoot? Did you just take like a thing like this and take your little thing and stick your phone inside it and press play and just go for it? How did you do that?
I mean, I produce all of my music on a digital audio workstation called Logic. So what I'll do is I'll record myself singing and playing piano or singing and playing guitar. And then I'll take that recording and add a bunch of stuff to it, like whether it's strings or whether it's harmonies. And I'll do all that. And then I'll take that and I'll sync it back to the original video. I have no fancy setup. I put my phone on a stack of books every time. And I'm like, I've been doing this for 5 years. I should probably invest in a tripod one of these days. But it's just never been a thing for me. Yeah, so it's pretty bare bones. I have the music theory to thank for me being able to kind of flesh out my arrangements like that. But other than that, it's all recorded on my phone, my computer, everything. Yeah.
So I know I always ask this at the end, but for people who are listening right now, what is your handle on Instagram and on TikTok?
Yeah, my handle on Instagram is at Luce Ellis, LuceElLis, because Lucy Ellis was taken. TikTok, it's my name, Lucy Ellis, two L's at the beginning, because a regular one is taken for that one. And on YouTube, it's just my first and last name.
That's so cool. I love that. Okay. So I listened to your EP, Lucy, Come of Age. Like, it's so funny because Chelsea said, I said, can I hear one of the songs that we're going to be playing? She played it. I said, can I hear another one? Can I hear another one? So I ended up listening to probably the whole EP. So I was first of all struck about how beautiful the whole thing is and how the melodies and the lyrics are really just so haunting and so memorable. Can you tell us a little more about your inspiration for this EP?
Yeah, I've been writing the songs on the EP for maybe a couple of years, and they were all songs that came from a place of me not knowing where I was in life, not knowing where I was going, having just graduated post-secondary school, and thinking, wow, I don't feel like I was just in one of those come-of-age movies where I know exactly how the rest of my life is going to go. What did I miss? What did I do wrong? What did I get wrong? So it was those feelings that I was kind of grappling with and writing songs to sort of figure out. So a lot of those songs came together within the same bunch of months, I would say. And I wrote them to kind of figure out, did I miss my chance to come of age? Where am I right now? Is what I have inside me kind of enough to share? And is my whole mindset of self-improvement and becoming a better person, a better artist, can that ever kind of take a toll on you? If all you're thinking about is seeing yourself as a project to be worked on right. rather than a real person. And that's kind of what the song 2020 was about, because it came from a real moment where I looked myself in the mirror and I just had to remind myself, you're only 20 years old. Like, you don't really need to have it all figured out at this point. It's kind of the point. And if writing the songs on that EP taught me one thing, it's that it's never too late to come of age. You spend your entire life growing up, and there are no deadlines for that. So it gave me that kind of perspective that I wouldn't have had if I hadn't wrote those songs. So I'm glad that I wrote the songs. One of the songs on there is a cover, as a sort of tribute to the fans who had discovered me through my covers. And one of them was a song based off of a poem by Robert McFarlane that is a bit more nature imagery, a bit more abstract. But I also put that one on there as well. Yeah.
How old are you again? You've only been doing this for 25 years?
I'm 24. I always forget. I'm 24.
That's like great. I can't get over it, because I want to make sure there isn't like a much older person and you're just, because you really have a very good sense of your artistry and of the world. Like, it's That's really nice. Interesting at such a young age. So I think you're doing pretty amazingly well. So let's all have a listen to Lucy's song 2020. We don't say it once, we say it three times.
Three times, exactly.
That's a charm.
Due to international copyright law, podcasts are unable to include music. Music can only be played on the live radio broadcast. Finding Your Bliss airs every Saturday at 1 p.m. If you'd like to hear this artist's music, you can find the link to our Finding Your Bliss SoundCloud in the episode description.
Wow. That honestly is absolutely beautiful. Congratulations on that song.
Thank you so much.
It's really, really gorgeous.
Thank you.
So, there's a question we ask everyone at the end of the show, and of course, I'm going to ask it to you. What is bliss for Lucy Ellis?
That's such a good question. I think bliss is sharing moments with people, laughing with friends and family, and I think being vulnerable with people and feeling safe to feel vulnerable with people.
Lovely answer. You have a new song coming out in the winter called Returning to the Start. So first of all, I'm going to ask you, will you come back on the show and sing it for us when it drops?
I'd love to. Yeah.
That's great. Tell us about Returning to the Start coming out this winter.
Yeah, Returning to the Start. Now that I've wrapped up the EP, those were all kind of very much self-reflective questions. The next place that I'm exploring in my songwriting is relationships to other people and creativity as a whole. And Returning to the Start is a song about having maybe a creative project that you're working on and having that take up so much of your brain and having the focus on creating something great, being at the forefront of your mind for so much that it accidentally isolates you from the rest of the world. And what happens when you realize that you've been spinning yourself in circles and shutting everybody else out? So it's kind of about the creative process and dealing with the way that that can kind of make you feel as an artist or even as anybody who works on anything at all that can kind of, you know, if you're a real type A, I think this is a song for you.
it's really resonating with me, so I'm getting it. What is your ultimate dream in this industry? If I could just wave the magic fairy wand and say, it can be anything and everything.
That's such a good question. I would love to travel for my music and meet people from around the world and play them my songs. And I know that I have a bunch of people who have been subscribed to me for so long on my YouTube channel that I would love an excuse to go on tour as a big artist one day and meet them and say, hey, I remember you when you supported me when I thought that music was nothing but a hobby.
That's,
I think that's
so
my dream.
Great. And you hearted it. And you can say, I hearted it all those years ago. I gave it a little.
Yeah,
exactly. So great.
Yeah.
It's really been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I have to be honest, I love your music, but you're such an old soul in addition to this beautiful music for such a young, you're my daughter's age. And I'm going, wow, you're so prolific. And I really want to wish you the best of luck. What is the best way for people to contact you and connect with you on social media? I know we asked you this before, but for those that might be tuning in now.
Yeah, I would say sending me a message on Instagram usually is the best way. I do read all of those as well as my comments. So if you want to get in touch, you can do so there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think people will be doing that. I certainly will be downloading your music and adding it to my playlist. It's just beautiful. Each week we spotlight a fabulous person like Lucy Ellis, a very talented individual who is living their bliss. So if you're an author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. We also, as you know, love to feature singer-songwriters and musicians on this show. So if you're a singer, please reach out to us. How can you do that? FYB@findingyourbliss.com. And for those of you who don't know, I'm also the Bliss Coach. That means I help you get unstuck, gain clarity, and find your passion and purpose. You can find me at findingyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. All you have to do is search up Judy Liebrack. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. If you or someone knows someone experiencing depression or suicidal thoughts, you can call or text the Suicide Crisis Helpline. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they offer support that is bilingual, trauma-informed, culturally appropriate, and available to anyone in Canada. In addition, Canadians aged 5 to 29 can call the Kids Help Phone at 1-800-668-6868. That's the toll-free number. Or you can just text the word CONNECT, CONNECT, to 686-868. That's 686-868. This service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's confidential and anonymous care from trained responders. Visit the Kids Help Phone website for online chat support or to access online resources for children and youth. Know that you are not alone. You are loved, and there are always people out there who can help you. I would like to thank our wonderful guests, Kat Ostromova and Lucy Ellis, for being on the show today. Also, thank you to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, producer Chelsea Lockstedt, Eva Shabatai, Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Juliana Yannicello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our official sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. Also to our segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. And as well, thank you to Garrett Florist, our studio florist, for the beautiful pink roses that adorn our set each week. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrach, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.